This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending September 1st, 2018. Well, this week I thought I'd go through a little bit of a recap of what's going on with the metals in total. And let's start off with the precious metals. And gold is off about 8% for the year. Palladium is off roughly the same 8% for the year. Platinum is off 15% for the year. Silver is off 14% for the year. And what I've taught for years is that there's a factor of about a 3-to-1 on the silver and gold stocks versus the metal itself, both on the upside and the downside. So with gold off roughly 8%, three times that would be 24%. The HUI index is off 25.5% this year, and the XAU is off 22% for the year. Interestingly, the dollar is only up 3% for the year, although it's certainly going up. It's not near the percentage gain that most people would assume, basis how far off the mining shares are and also how far off gold and silver are. Moving into the other metals, aluminum is off 6% for the year, cobalt off 14% for the year, copper is down 16% for the year, lead is off 17% for the year, tin is off 4% for the year, and zinc is off 24% for the year. The only two that are positive are moly, which is up 62% for the year, and nickel, which is up 6% for this year. And moving to energy, crude oil is up 16% this year, 2018 so far. First article up, Daniel Calais. Monetary stimulus does not work. The evidence is in. Very good article. I'm going to go and take a little time here. He talks about the impact on QE and what it has done. And first 3 points he makes is that in 8 of 12 cases analyzed, the impact on the economy was negative. Secondly, in 3 cases, it was completely neutral. And 3, it only worked in the case of the so-called QE1. In the U.S. and fundamentally because the starting base was very low and the U.S. became a major oil and gas producer. So he says, how do you evaluate this? Basically as a chart, which I'm going to show you here, which is what he calls a report card for the unconventional monetary policy. And after QE1, you see the PMI, the manufacturing index, producers. This is what something being produced. So if you stimulate the economy, you're supposed to get more production. And this graph clearly shows that under QE1, the U.S. did. But after that point in time, with QE2, it was negative. QE3, slightly positive. And Operation Twist and on, Japanese negative interest rates, Japanese QE, Swiss QE, Swiss negative interest rates. And basically, just take a look. The evidence is in that all this money printing doesn't work. This is one of the fundamental facts that I presented with Jim Poplava well over a decade ago, that you get to a point where the Keynesian model of stimulating the economy will work, and it has worked in the past, but there's a point of no return. And I've given the analogy of being on the backside of the power curve for those out there that have ever flown a private airplane, especially a prop airplane. You get to condition where you're going to stall out. You get the angle of attack so high that the airplane is going to stall no matter how much power you put full throttle into it, but you're at a point of diminishing returns. You can give it all the juice you want, but it won't rescue the plane from stalling. I don't know how many can relate to that analogy or not, but this is a good one if you understand the analogy for what happens when you try this Keynesian model indefinitely. It ceases to work, and this is exactly what this article is talking about. Next up is Wolf Richter. Does great work. I often refer to him on these updates. What just the heck happened in Argentina? The price of cheap dollar debt. I suggest you read this article, but it shows the Argentine peso versus the United States dollar. And what you can see in the last few months of where the peso, the Argentine peso, has gone. This happens again and again and again in Argentina. I don't wish to beat up on Argentina. Certainly, they have some great silver projects down there. And the people are wonderful. I've been to Argentina a few times, and I find the country and the people wonderful. But their government certainly doesn't have a handle on how to control their economic system through the money supply or through monetary measures. So here we are again. They basically have an inflation rate of about 30%. They hike the yield up to about 60%, and basically it is not stopping the hemorrhaging. Again, going back to what I just said, there's a point of no return. There's a point where you actually lose trust in the system. And of course, the big question is, well, that's Argentina. Yes, Venezuela has hyperinflation. Yes, some of the emerging markets have very big currency crises going on, but it's not going to happen here. And certainly it could happen here, meaning the United States, or more precisely with the U.S. dollar. But about, I think it's 80% of the payment system, or maybe 60%, I forget the number. So in those, it's in that area where you have most of the U.S. dollar is coveted by the world and used as final means of payment. And so what I'm saying is that the dollar will be the last to go, but it is not exempt. So this is another one from Daily Reckoning. It's by Jim Rickards, and the article is titled, "The World is Ganging Up Against the Dollar." He goes on to explain that basically Russia has moved out of treasuries and into gold. They've moved their gold position from roughly 600 tons to 2,000 tons over a 10-year period. They basically buy 10 to 20 tons on a monthly basis, so they don't rile the market. They just keep accumulating, and this is for one and one reason only, to escape what's happening in the dollar, and also what will eventually, in my view and others, take place. Jim's done a great job on this. He talks a lot about going to an SDR after this next crisis takes place. I'm not certain I agree with it. I'm not saying that I know any different, but he actually admits in his book that it's a possibility that it could work, and it's a possibility that it might not work, because basically it's another paper scheme that's tied to a paper gold price. But nonetheless, it is something worth considering. And a reminder for everyone that the Morgan Report will be posted this weekend, and it will be September 1st. It is the September issue. I start always every month with opening thoughts, talking about the metals, usually in the economy, global economy, currency crisis, etc. And what I've said earlier is that we would see a low in the August timeframe, which we have. I think this is it for the year. Time will tell. I did make some comments about the recent interview with Bill Holter and Jim Sinclair on USA Watchdog and the true price of gold, which no one really knows. I go through the metrics of how these prices are determined and what they mean. Later in the Morgan Report for September, we talk about what has happened with Mr. Powell and the Federal Reserve and his statements at Jackson, Wyoming, and we basically picked them apart from pretty much an objective perspective, not from a critical perspective attacking the man, but attacking the ideas. And this is really important for people that want to know what's really going on and why, as I said earlier in this update or weekly perspective, things are not working as they have planned. And yet, those at the top either pretend not to see it or, from my perspective, don't even realize that these things are not working, and they just continue doing more of the same, which again isn't working, which really is insanity. They're looking to do something, doesn't work, so do more of it. It might work, and of course it is not. One of our favorite models to look at is what's called the true money supply. This is an Austrian perspective of what's really going on with the money supply, and we see a recession up ahead. It's hard to say exactly when, but the yield curve is certainly indicating that it could happen, or in fact will happen, and we're pretty much banking on that, meaning that you need to get your financial house in order. Stock market, by all measures, is overvalued, and I've said that for quite some time, but that fact still remains. So we can see a contraction in the true money supply, and I think this is important to note, because the cry for people during an inflationary time is, you know, they need more money, want more money needs to be in circulation. And yet, few probably realize, if you look at the true money supply year over year, it's actually contracting at a rather rapid rate. And further on in the report, we have a couple of stocks. One is a very low-priced position that is not really recommended. We're just doing a feature because of the illiquidity. In other words, it trades by appointment, but for value investors, it's hard to beat this one. And then another one that's a major that we've waited to get the right entry point on, and we have achieved that. And this is one of my favorite, actually, performers in the silver space. And finally, we always take questions from our members and guarantee an answer. They're not always answered in the report. In fact, rarely. I usually pick ones that are beneficial to the membership at large, but everyone gets a direct response, usually by email. And this is just an idea that what you get. Also, that will conclude my wrap-up for the weekly perspective. Remember, if you are not a member, full-paid member of the Morgan Report, you might consider that. It's $50 a month, which is less than a Starbucks coffee a day. And if you just want to stay informed, make certain that you're either on the podcast or weekly updates, just go to themorganreport.com. Give us a name and an email address, verify that, and we'll get all the interviews that are done, the weekly perspectives, this podcast, and other information, webinars, videos, links to articles that I think are worth reading or knowing about. So I'll conclude it. For those in the States, have a great Labor Day, and for those outside of the States, have a great week.
This is The Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.